the power of connection for health and the benefits of supporting it with essential oils. Many people may conjure up a specific diet, exercise regime, and/or lifestyle factor when they think about their definition of health. In fact, some people may even place these physical aspects above other priorities. This may result in healthism. In extremes, some health nuts have cut out relationships or activities that are not in alignment with their viewpoint of the ideal way to eat, live, and be healthy. However, as we explored in my articles during American Heart Month, there is much more to health than factors related to the physical body. The danger of a narrow focus on our biology is ignoring the impact of our relationships, emotions, and spirituality. Merriam-Webster defines health as follows. 1A, the condition of being sound in body, mind, and spirit, such as she is a picture of health, especially freedom from physical disease or pain, such as nursed back to health. B, the general condition of the body, such as how is your mother's health, in poor health, or enjoys good health. 2A, a condition in which someone or something is thriving or doing well, such as well-being, defending the health of the beloved oceans. B, a general condition or state, such as poor economic health. Or 3, a toast to someone's health or prosperity. Unfortunately, modern science is still symptom-focused and defines health in negative terms, the absence of disease. Rather than trying to achieve a state of wholeness where disease is unwelcome in the body, mind, and spirit, the aim is to eradicate the insult. This viewpoint has not been proven to be effective for chronic conditions. We need a broader, integrative approach to the nation's number one killer, heart disease, as well as other prevalent issues such as autoimmunity. Perhaps the most important aspect of wellness, the healing power of connection, community, and healthy relationships, is often overshadowed by the posts on diet, exercise, and lifestyle factors in the health sphere. We've learned relationships have a powerful impact on the risk for heart and other health conditions. In fact, isolation is now known as a major predictor of mortality and various disease processes. A quick Google search will provide evidence that many intuitively realize that relationships are key to a more fulfilling whole life, yet have not connected their strength of their impact. This past year, I've been contributing to Saratoga.com on my Healing Health and Wellness for the Body, Mind, and Spirit blog. My goal is to have an additional spot on the web which focuses on these critical factors which are often overshadowed. This week, I investigated the relationship issue of low libido and lack of desire for one's partner. This can impact intimate relationships and overall wellness. You can read about that on the link that I provided or listen to the audio on this post. The powerful wellness tools that address the whole body holistically remains under our noses. Essential oils can support our relationships and connections in a variety of ways. They can help relieve stress, balance emotions, and assist with hormonal balance. They are my favorite wellness support tools due to their holistic effects. In my next blog, I'll be back to share with you a 30-minute video between the essential oil pharmacist and Lucy Libido and how to enhance intimate partnerships. The video discussion could cause unwanted blushing, wide mouth, and giggles. It may be a little racy for some and definitely intended for an adult audience. Be forewarned to get your earbuds ready and keep your kids' ears and eyes occupied on innocent endeavors. Stay tuned.